Now, being a Tuesday afternoon, Margaret Mills is back with us. And this week, Margaret, I think you're going to be talking about an architect that helped to build part of Essex. Tell me more.
Indeed I am, Scott. This is a man named John Johnson. John Johnson wasn't a native born and bred. He was a Leicester man, born and brought up in Leicester. His father was a builder, and his initial training was working for his father as a speculative builder, then went into business on his own and began to get a really good reputation for himself as a builder and also as an architect. Mm-hmm. So he diversified a bit from just building the places to designing them as well.
What sort of years are we talking about?
We're talking about the 1700s.
Oh, right,
we're talking
a long time
about,
ago.
Around about 1780-ish. Mm-hmm. How he found his way to Essex, we're not sure. Whether he came here on spec, because being near London, he thought there might be a lot of lucrative building work, or whether he got a commission. But we do know he ended up building Turling Place mm-hmm. in Essex. He also built Bradfield Lodge, and he built other places that are probably not accredited to him, but we know he was in Essex for a long while and did quite a lot of building work, mainly country houses. Mm-hmm. And then he got a commission to build the Shire Hall in Chelmsford, which he did. Completed it, we're told, round about 1791, 1792. And amazingly, now hold on to your hat, he completed it below budget.
Oh, wow.
So that, I think you'll agree, would be quite an achievement now, let alone then.
Absolutely.
But certainly the Shire Hall really made his name. Widely praised, the Essex Chronicle called it a splendid building and said it was a real credit to the architect. So, did him no harm. His business increased. He did more work in Essex and indeed all around the country. But unfortunately, a sad ending to this story, because he overreached himself financially, became bankrupt in about 1803, returned to Leicester and died there shortly afterwards.
Oh dear, oh dear.
So quite a sad ending to what appears to have been a brilliant career, and certainly a man who, if he didn't build the whole of Essex, he built a considerable amount in Essex.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed. And where are you looking at next week then?
I'm looking at the Essex connection with the US of A.
Well, must be lots of those.
Oh, absolutely. But this is a man who was a Rittle man, born in and bred in Rittle, a man called William Pynchon.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.